Parties are common in Indiana, including places where people gather. It's normal for them to show up in both urban and rural areas. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Indiana Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Jerrion Albers in Bloomington. Albers says there are two times a year when people see more coyotes. The first is in the spring. The second is this time of year.
There's animal reasons for that, and there's also just sight reasons for that. You know, with the leaves coming off trees, people are able to see a little farther, maybe seeing more wildlife anyway. But then from the coyote side, this is the time of year when young coyotes start dispersing from their parents and going to find their own home range and their own mates and things like that. So they're much more active and mobile. And then once we start getting into mid-January, that becomes coyote breeding season. And so we see some animals moving around more because of that.
We're in Bloomington, in the Bloomington area, which has a lot of rural area, lots of woods. But also, I find that we've seen them in urban areas too, in the city. And people often get alarmed that if they see them running down the side of an interstate or the side of a busy highway? Or is it urban sprawl that's forcing them out more into where you see them more into the city?
Actually, no. Coyotes have always been attracted to urban areas. There's even records from archaeology that shows coyotes used to hang around ancient Aztec cities. With people comes a great food source for coyotes, and that's typically rodents. Rodents and rabbits, right? There's also other supplemental food that people have, like fruit trees. Coyotes eat a fair amount of fruit. You know, vegetable gardens, sometimes garbage. So coyotes are naturally attracted to people because we have all these great food sources that are around us. So seeing coyotes in an urban area is no cause for concern, and it's actually very common. They do really well in our urban areas.
Are they hunters of small animals like cats and small dogs? Should property owners and homeowners and pet owners be concerned about that too?
Well, we always encourage people to try to do what they can to protect their pets by keeping cats indoors and keeping dogs on leashes when they're walking them or in an enclosed fenced-in backyard. But coyotes typically, they will go for things like cats and small dogs, but they typically don't. They tend to focus more on natural native foods. Diet studies throughout the country have shown this again and again. When possible, they prefer to eat mice and voles and rabbits and squirrels, but if a cat comes across their path, they definitely would consider it something that they could eat. But people can usually avoid that pretty easily by just monitoring their pets when they're outside.
It probably goes, too, for other wildlife, is just to keep, like, your trash put up and the lids put on and make sure that you don't have, like, cat food, dog food out or anything else where what might attract them.
Absolutely. That's something we encourage for many species of wildlife. If you don't want to have issues with raccoons or opossums or coyotes, you know, keeping garbage tightly lidded or secured in a shed, picking up fallen fruit from fruit trees, making sure you're taking down, if you're starting to see coyotes or raccoons, things like that, take down your bird feeders for a few weeks, because mice and squirrels are attracted to bird feeders, and then the coyotes are attracted to the mice and squirrels. So just doing simple things like that, taking in pet food so it's not left out overnight if you do feed your animals outdoors, or feeding them indoors when possible, even things like cleaning barbecue grills are all things that we recommend to make your yard as unattractive as possible to things like coyotes, but also to raccoons and opossums.
Is there concern of an overpopulation problem right now, or one could be happening?
No, I don't believe so. Coyotes are very common, and there are patches where there are a lot of them. But we have a great regulated hunting and trapping season on coyotes to help us kind of maintain that population. And also, of course, nature does some self-regulation on their own. Coyotes can get some diseases and things like that. That also helps control their population.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
That was DNR wildlife biologist Jerrion Albers speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett